The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
It's that time of the week where we get to respond to your questions. Good morning, Dear Stocks Watchers. Welcome to another question and answer episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm your regular host, Ruth Ibikunle. With me on the program this morning is Mr. Aruna Kebira, the MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited. If you're a regular listener, I'm sure you're familiar with him already. All right, before we get to the questions we have for today, let's quickly rush to transactions on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. Transactions on the floor of the Nigerian Exchange on Thursday closed on a bearish note, occasioned by drop in the share price of MTN by 0.73%. The All-Share Index declined by 0.43% to close at 46,960.29 points from the previous close of 47,163.94 points. The market capitalization declined by 0.43% to close at 25,309 trillion naira from the previous close of 25.419 trillion naira, thereby shedding 110 billion naira. An aggregate of 214.7 million units of shares were traded in 4,003 deals, valued at 2.63 billion naira. The market breadth closed positive as 16 equities emerged gainers against 14 equities that declined in their share prices. Veritas Capital Assurance led the gainers with 9.52% growth, closing at 23 Kobo from the previous close of 21 Kobo. FCMB and Custodian Investment, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 7.46% and 7.14% respectively. RT Briscoe led the price decliners as it shed 9.72% of share price to close at 65 Kobo from the previous close of 72 Kobo. Consolidated Allmark Insurance and Sterling Bank, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.09% and 3.80% respectively. Going on a quick break. Stay tuned. Stockswatch, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning, Ruth.
All right, sir. Now to the business of the day. Our very first question. How do one get to know and pick good stocks on time so as to make maximum benefit from it? A proper guide will be much appreciated.
I will ask this person that asks this question to listen carefully. What the person needs to do is to identify between 10 and 15 stocks on the exchange and begin to follow them from now. You should understand their 52-week low. You should understand the 52-week high. You should know what they did in quarter one. You should know what they did in quarter two, what they did in quarter three, and what they did in quarter four. You should understand what is the growth from quarter one to two, what is the growth for quarter two to three, and what is the growth for quarter three to four. You should also go back and go and find out the history behind those growth. Is it their growth? Is it seasonal? Then you should also understand the price behavior of those particular stocks that he has zeroed in. And by the time he has done that, he will understand the price behavior of this 10 to 15 stock that you can now know when to position in it at a particular point in time. The positioning in the stock is not a calendar thing that you will say it's in December. So if you take position in December, by January you will know. It is when you have been able to follow a stock, like they say, bumper to bumper. You understand every behavior as far as that stock is concerned. And you also know the information that is entering into that stock. One is when is their year end? December. By the time quarter three, you now understand what have been made as far as that quarter three. Where is the price now? And for every quarter, you look at their one, their P ratio. You look at their earnings. Then you compare their P ratio with the industry P ratio. And it will give you averagely a fair idea on when to take position and make profit and maximize the profit there.
All right, so thank you so much for that, sir. The second question, please, any detail on the corporate action for Codeview and USCN, information such as dividend declaration, qualifications, and payment dates?
Well, both have released their quarter four results. But when I went through the annual AFS, audited financial statement of UACN, I did not see anywhere they measure dividend. So if you don't measure dividend, they will not have qualification and payment date. But that of court bill, they have actually released their unaudited. They are going to have a meeting later, much part of March, I think around March 29th. And they're going to have a board meeting where they would, but in the notice of their board meeting, I did not see where they put dividend consideration. But that doesn't mean that they may not be able to pay dividend. They only said there that they are going to adopt the audited financial statement. Whether they are going to pay the dividend is not up to the board to decide. So that is the update for both Court Bill and USN. None of them has declared any dividend as we speak.
All right, sir. What is the difference between PAT and total comprehensive income for the year or accrued to the shareholders? Which is most important to shareholders?
What PAT means is profit after tax, which is the bottom line of the core activity of an organization. That is what the management is set out to do. That is what the business is set out to do. Sometimes it is used to measure management efficiency. And that is exactly where any per share is always derived from. Total comprehensive income is profit after tax plus any other income. Chances are that there was a disposal of associate, whether there is extraordinary item or exceptional item for the year. So it is profit after tax plus extraordinary item, profit after tax plus maybe disposal of assets, that is comprehensive income for the year. I believe both are accrued to shareholders, just that any per share is actually calculated on profit after tax. In a situation where you see what accrued to shareholders and the rest is in an annual financial audited financial statement that have in a company that have minority interest, that is where they will split the profit after tax to know which one belongs to the minority interest and which one belongs to the shareholders. I think the most important to share that is the profit after tax, because in most cases, any per share is derived from profit after tax, and payment of dividend is the percentage of any per share. So I think profit after tax is most important to shareholders.
All right, sir. The next question. Please, is now a good time to buy Covington?
What I would advise the person to do is to sit down with past performances of Covington and look at it very well. It will give you a direction if you actually look at it. Look at the earning per share growth. Look at the P/E ratio where they are and earnings yield compared to their price. And they will tell you whether it is time for you to take position in Covington or not.
All right, sir. The next question. In this present economic situation in Nigeria, is buying and holding of stocks for long period more profitable than trading stocks? I used to hear trade with caution, but nothing like hold with caution. Please educate a retail investor like me.
What I want to tell this person, when they say trade with caution, that is because you are parting with what you have. Chances are that you have you are trading wrongly, but you cannot hold wrongly. You know, when you take position in the stock and you are holding it, the worst that will happen is that you begin to experience paper loss because you have not exited. But when you have exited and the stock begins to go up, then that is when they said you should trade with caution. But I don't think buying and holding and trading has anything to do with economic situation. It depends on your objective and your ability. There are people that what they are expert in is to trade stock. They can move with the momentum, they can move with the tide of the market, and they come out with something good and they come out profitably. Why there are people that will buy an old stock for fairly period? And let me also explain to this person that it depends on your objective. Trading stock that means you are a speculator. If you are a speculator and you are good in the game, fine. And if you are an investor that you look for a stock and you have belief, you have done your due diligence and you have information concerning that stock, then you know whether you are going to buy the stock. and old. I remember when Seplat was 400 naira. As we speak, Seplat is close to 1,000. Somebody who have take position in Seplat as at that 400 naira and is going for 900 naira. He has bought and old, and is coming out with something good. So it now depends on what is your investment objective. You want to be a speculator or you want to be an investor? I think that is the answer to that question.
All right, sir. The next question. Please, is buying of Curtis Cable and more of Transcorp, not the hotel, for Keep, both for dividend and capital appreciation purpose advisable?
Curtis and Transcorp, you can't tell what is Curtis' next line of action. We have seen there, I think they've done bonus for two times, and which has affected their price, you know, accordingly. Transcorp, the last dividend they declared was one cover, but nobody understands what is up their sleeves. So buy an old unit for kids, both for dividend and capital appreciation. What is advisable as far as they are still going consigns? Curtis Cable and Transcorp are still going consigns. Why is advisable? Because chances are that the Transcorp that you are seeing, 112 kobo, 130 kobo, in another 5 years, 6 years, time, will be trading over 3 naira. The same thing with Curtis. So it's advisable as far as you are a long-termer, if you want to actually buy and hold it. Not that you want to buy and hold in another 3 months, you have need of money, then you now want to exit. Then that means you're not speculating. You're no longer an investor. So sit down and ask yourself, you want to go long-term on Curtis and Transcorp, or you want to speculate? And the moment you come out with an answer, it will serve you better.
All right. Our time is fast spent. Let me quickly rush through two questions, then you answer them at once. Any information on Axad Massad in the market? Than the other one, please, what's the difference between custodian allied and custodian investments?
Axad Massad is still very much in the market. What they have done, they have released their results. And you know they have a regulator, which is Nicom. They made mention of payment of dividend. They have submitted their report to their regulator. This is when their regulator is satisfied with the result that they will not tell the market exactly what they want to do. So it's very much listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange. The difference between custodian allied and custodian investment, I think the person is confused. It's custodian allied and investment. So it's this one and the same. It's the person that is confusing himself. It's one and the same stock and it's listed on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange.
All right, sir. Your last word to our listeners this morning and thereafter your number.
What I've seen over the weekend, they have been profit taking. One of the things I see is that when there is profit taking, it gives opportunity for a fresh positioning. We still have stocks that have not released their results, which I believe that by the time we begin to see the results and dividend declaration, the market may respond to them positively. We have a fixing and not, we've not heard from fixing, we've not heard from SCMB, we've not heard from Fidelity, we've not heard from Julius Berger, we've not heard from Presco, we've not heard from Okomo. I think all these are giving a leeway for people to take position and make profit while those dividend declarations are being made. My number is 0802-300-9379, 0802-300-9379.
Thank you, Mr. Aruna, for your time on the program this morning.
Thank you for always having me.
It's a wrap on the program this week. Thank you for tuning in all through the week. Stock Switch on TV will be live on LTV 8, 10 p.m. on Sunday, channel 256 on DSTV and channel 90 on Go TV. Make it a date with the Oracle of Nigerian Capital Market. You don't want to miss this. Continue to log on to StocksNG.com to read all that will make you make informed investment decisions in the Nigerian stock market. For inquiries, send an SMS to 0703-134-1703. I'll take that again. 0703-134-1703. I have to go now. I'll see you next week by God's grace. Ruth Ibikunle, do have a restful weekend. Bye for now.